And we're back here this hour with Walt Noah from Black Duck Outfitters. Walt, thanks for sticking around.
You're welcome.
And we're glad to have you here today. All right, we promised we're going to talk about North Dakota. We'll get to that in just a few minutes here. First, I want to jump into a different topic with you.
Okay.
Let's talk about dog training in general this time of year. You know, obviously, we're moving into the fall. People are really starting to get the itch to go hunting every night that it gets a little chilly now. And the first couple of cold snaps we're going to get here when it's in the 60s instead of in the 80s,
right.
Everybody's going to go crazy. I mean, you really should be working your dog right now.
A couple of things. You're going to build up endurance. We have Septembers, Octobers that can be very warm, so you should be working your dog outside now. I've told you this before. Usually my busiest day on the phone is the first 3 or 4 days after season, and I get the phone call from the guy saying, I don't know what's going on with this dog. He's not doing anything. He was doing great last year. And I'll say, well, how much have you worked with them this year? Oh, I haven't. So you need to be working that dog now. You need to be getting them on birds, even if it's just a tune-up. I mean, you got a dog that's 3 or 4 years old. Get them out. Put them on some birds, and you'll be way ahead of the game.
And the other thing is keep an eye on your dog for stressful conditions in this heat.
This heat is awful. Real fortunate this year, the land that I leased for the hunting preserve is bordered by the Rapid River on the whole east side of the property. And it's been a lifesaver for us. We put the dog down in the water. We'll go put a couple birds out. We put them right back in the water. So that has worked out wonderful.
Keeps them nice and cool. Keep them watered. Water is a huge deal.
Yes.
A lot of people don't think about it because they think, oh, well, it's a dog. He's going to find water if he needs a drink.
Nope. And you need to carry water. Even if you're going to come out to the preserve and do 3 or 4 birds, you need to be taking a couple jugs of water with you.
Last thing I want to talk to you about is our North Dakota trip, our pheasant trip. It's looking like the bird numbers are fantastic this year. We got 3,500 acres, private, all to ourselves, surrounded by plots land too, right?
Absolutely. There's three sections that we hunted last year that are plots, and that's land that's open to the public. And actually, one of them we did very well with Sharptail on.
Oh, okay. And we have a couple openings left. That's the reason I wanted to bring this up. If you're interested in going, the trip is under $1,000. And it's going to be a great time. You don't have to have a dog. We would love it if you did have your own dog and bring them. And
we're doing well with people with dogs now, too. We've picked up a couple more. My son is coming out with his 2 dogs. I'll have 2 dogs. So we'll be good dog power. But again, if somebody's got a dog, we welcome them.
Yeah, and we got a kennel set up for them and everything. And your lodging, everything is pretty much ready to go. We just need a couple more people to fill in. And it's under $1,000, so give them your phone number to get a hold of you.
It's 906-399-0557.
And again, this is for both the North Dakota trip with me and Walt, and if you would like to talk to him about dog training. And you don't just have to sign up for dog training. If you just have questions, you're awesome at taking those calls.
I spend a lot of time on the phone. You have to. That's part of the business.
Yeah. Well, and for good people like yourself that do this job, it really is. And
you know, I would rather have somebody call me up if they're really questioning on something that they want to do. I'd rather have them call me up and say, no, you're doing that wrong. Don't do that. I'm not going to make any money on it. That's fine. I don't care.
Especially when it comes to e-collars. That's the one way people can really mess their dog up.
Yep. If you got questions on that, call me.
399-0557. And Western UP dog owners, don't forget, Walt is at the Wilderness just over the border from Iron River. And he's working there a couple days a week with puppies, so you can bring your dog there too, right?
Yep, I'm there Sunday, Mondays, and Tuesdays.
All right, Walt from Black Duck, we covered a lot today.
Sounds good.
And we'll get back in, you know what, a couple weeks, my puppy's going to be born.
Then we'll do a weekly update.
This is the Outdoor Show.